The Word of God became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. So this morning, in that beautiful reading from the Gospel for the Annunciation, don't you think we are just more or less in Mary's position at the moment? We are told that when the angel Gabriel came to her, she was greatly disturbed and wondering, "What do I do? How do I cope with this?" Just as we are doing at the moment. But what did Mary do? She made an act of great trust in the Lord. And did you notice in the middle of the reading this morning, the angel began by saying to her, "Do not be afraid." Is somebody who took the trouble to count the number of times that was said in Scripture, it came to 365. So every day of the year, Jesus is saying to us, "Do not be afraid," and more especially at this time. And Mary then made a great act of trust in the Lord. And in the first reading from Isaiah, we heard, Jesus will be called Emmanuel. That didn't happen by chance, meaning God is with us. And more than ever, we need to take that thought into our hearts. God is with us. And if God is with us, what can go wrong? And surely, this is a time when we really, really believe that, not just in the head, but in the heart. in the heart. God is with me. God is with us. And just, you know, as Mary was dependent on God, and more so, you may not have ever thought of this, God was dependent on Mary. What would have happened if Mary had said no? So God was dependent on Mary. And look at the moment, how we have realized, maybe for the first time in our lives, how interdependent we are. How dependent we have suddenly become on the medical staff, on the first responders, on the people out there in the front line. We're dependent on one another at the moment. And a lot of people have realized that. And many, many wonderful things are happening. So help us in this time of difficulty, in this time of anxiety, not to miss what God is trying to say to us and how he is teaching us every hour of every day. Jesus, I trust in you. Repeat that with me 3 times. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you.